Now to close up, falling investment and stagnating job growth in Australia's food and grocery industry has been highlighted in the annual State of the Industry report. I spoke with Australian Food and Grocery Council CEO Gary Dawson about the report.
A mix of positive and some concerning signs in this report. Strong growth in exports, that's a real positive, and Australian food exporters are finding where they can offer premium product, they can get a premium price in export markets. But domestically, conditions are very tough. Australian consumers are really looking for cheaper prices, and of course that puts a lot of pressure right back up through the supply chain as suppliers try and stay competitive amidst this supermarket price war.
Has this been a long time coming, this pressure that's on the industry at the moment?
We've seen this price war now for 5 or 6 years. It's coming up to 6 years since $1 a litre milk was launched. And so it's this relentless year after year after year challenge to keep finding savings that's really putting pressure right through the supply chain. So we're seeing that in terms of job growth has really hit the wall. Companies are looking everywhere they can to strip out cost in order to stay competitive because the supermarkets are showing no sign of easing up in that price war.
With capital investment down by 14%, what does that mean down the supply chain?
The drop in capital investment is a big concern. What capital investment does essentially is it grows the productive capacity of a business and of the whole sector. And so when we look at the strong growth in exports, what we'd like to see is strong growth in capital investment as the capacity of the whole food and grocery sector expands. The fact that capital investment is falling reflects the pressure on companies to cut costs, and that's really a handbrake on future growth. To us, it just underlines the critical importance of company tax cuts, of other measures to really stimulate investment, as well as anything that governments can do to really bring back some rationality into things like energy pricing, which is spiralling out of control.
With the report, what does it mean for, I guess, growers and those that are providing supermarkets and grocers with their produce?
The most important thing about this sector is it's the value-adding sector. So food and grocery companies basically take the produce from farms and they value-add, they transform it into the processed food and beverages that we all buy every day in the supermarkets. And it's in that value-adding that there's a huge opportunity for Australia. It generates thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs, many of those in regional Australia. So we don't want to get to the stage where all we do is grow the stuff and ship it offshore to be processed somewhere else, a bit like what happens in the mining sector. We want to keep this really strong value-adding food processing sector because that's where a lot of the economic activity and the value-add is. The growth prospects are there. There's some positive prospects, and we see that in the growth in exports. There are some worrying signs with falling capital investment and job growth really hitting the wall.
Is it on government or the industry to turn these figures around and have a more pleasing outlook, at least anyway, this time next year?
Look, it's certainly on both. And food and grocery companies have shown great resilience, I think, over the last 5 or 6 years. They've been getting more efficient, stripping out costs, staying competitive, finding export markets. Part of the equation, though, is around things like company tax cuts to provide some relief to businesses, particularly businesses that are growing, and measures to stimulate investment so that we can grow the productive capacity of this sector and meet that demand in the future.
Australian Food and Grocery Council CEO Gary Dawson speaking on the annual State of the Industry report. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you've got a story, please send me through an email at the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also find us on Twitter and follow us, the address @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.